Thank you, Mr. President. The delegation of Brazil extends its gratitude to you for convening this important session on transparency in nuclear doctrines and arsenals. We also appreciate the valuable insights from the well-chosen experts that addressed the conference today. In the face of escalating geopolitical tensions and conflicts among nuclear powers, the call for transparency has never been more urgent. This has just been illustrated graphically by Dr. Hans Christensen from the Federation of American Scientists regarding the trend of declining transparency, which reflects the current scenario. Transparency measures are essential to mitigate the risks of a catastrophic nuclear conflict. Trust and mutual confidence among states can only be achieved through clear, open, and verifiable information about nuclear arsenals and doctrines. It would be in their enlightened self-interest to count with more and better information to manage their relationship. Nevertheless, misinformation and disinformation are becoming prevalent, and they will inevitably lead to misperceptions, mistakes, and misevaluations that will just add to the fog of war, or should I say, fog of the pre-war. Brazil emphasizes the need for robust transparency measures in the field of weapons of mass destruction. The Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons highlights the importance of eliminating the risk of nuclear war. However, the NPT's implementation still lacks inclusivity, ownership, accountability, compliance, and transparency. Modernizing the treaty's governance instruments is crucial, but we must also ensure these discussions translate into effective actions. We must acknowledge that some nuclear armed states have engaged in transparency regarding their nuclear doctrines, policies, capabilities, and implementation of commitments from the 2010 Action Plan, as we were reminded today by Mr. Baklitsky from UNIDIR. Yet, national implementation reports, while crucial, often lack standardization and objective analysis, making it difficult to assess progress accurately. The New Agenda Coalition has consistently argued for the regular provision of accurate, up-to-date, complete, and comparable information on the implementation of treaty obligations and commitments. This is necessary to establish a baseline for measuring progress. While nuclear-armed states have provided various levels of data regarding their national implementation of Article 6, the reports are often non-standardized and lack objective analysis, making it nearly impossible to assess progress. Mr. President, we also took note of the very interesting presentation made by Ms. Wilson on the potential of open sources as a means to increase transparency. The reality remains, Mr. President, that unfortunately there is no institutional mechanism to effectively monitor the implementation of nuclear disarmament. If we are able to achieve transparency in conventional arms, with more reason, we must extend it to weapons of mass destruction. Maintaining opacity not only contradicts the essence of diplomacy, but also, as we listened to today, risks aggravating an already serious situation. In the realm of nuclear deterrence doctrines, where mutually assured destruction is considered the norm, the choice should be to move away from destructive ambiguity. More clarity and discussion on strategic doctrines, not only among the N5, but also between non-nuclear weapon states and the N5, is clearly required. Mr. President, next week on June the 4th at 1 p.m., room 3 of the Palais, Brazil and Norway will present a contribution on nuclear disarmament verification in the form of a draft resolution to be tabled at the first committee of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly. This draft resolution concerns the establishment of a group of scientific and technical experts on nuclear disarmament verification. Building on the work of the two GGEs on nuclear disarmament verification and relevant United Nations General Assembly resolutions, Brazil and Norway are convinced that a GSTNDV would provide unique practical benefits and would highlight the possible role to be played by nuclear weapon states. Verification is not to be used as an excuse to delay disarmament progress. We hope to see you all there next week. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.